And it is a beautiful morning up here on the Gold Coast. We've been speaking a lot about the money that has been splashing around here, Gareth. And I know we focus a lot on the top end, but it's not just the top end that really sees changing of life moments. And we've got one that we're going to talk about now with Linda Mons from Tyrrell Stud. And Marie, you told us about this story and said, I think this is worth a chat because we lose sight sometimes that there are a lot of people that are selling horses here that aren't sheikhs, that aren't oil barons, that it is really the difference between making a good earning and being on the bones of your backside for the year if it goes wrong in the ring today. So tell us about what this story means.
Yeah, well, so I bumped into Linda from Tyrrell Stud yesterday and we were just having a chat and I thought it was a really nice story for Linda to come and tell on air and talk a little bit about her farm as well, where they are in Hawkesbury. And this was a life-changing moment for the owner of this horse that was sent to Linda to prepare through Tyrrell Stud. And not $1 million lot, but it's significant money and it is life-changing for that owner. Linda, tell us about it.
Oh, look, we were lucky enough to acquire a beautiful colt. He came onto the farm for the yearling preparation, and we knew as soon as he arrived, we knew we had something pretty special. He was just a beautiful mover, lovely natured colt, and we took him on behalf of Danny Swain and his family at Glenelg Park in Victoria. Danny's been on his own farm for the last 10 years, and they predominantly have clients that breed to race. So they don't sell a lot through the yearling sales. They sort of, you know, obviously move their stock on a lot as weanlings for cash flow purposes. But Danny obviously identified this colt as being something pretty special as well. But, you know, you cannot ever predict how they'll be received at the sales. So we knew he was good and we knew he was faultless in every way. So coming up to the complex and day after day, the inspections grew and the profile of the people that were inspecting him and the feedback we were getting. You know, it wasn't till the day before I thought, oh my goodness, hold on to your hat here.
Did you tell, and the breeder, as you mentioned, Danny, did you tell Danny that we've got something hot here, or did you play it down?
No, I played it down because it can all go so wrong. Because you may have a phenomenal amount of inspections and x-ray hits and vet critiquing and all the rest of it, but you don't really know at what value. So you can have a lot of people on your horse and they might be all valuing it at, say, you know, 200,000, and they're on that horse because they think they'll get it for that. So I try very hard not to let things run away with myself for clients and my own horses, because they are what they're worth and they're only worth what somebody's willing to pay for it. So I did say Danny was getting regular daily reports, and I spoke to him the night before, and he said, "Where are we heading with this?" And I said, "Look, I have no doubt he'll sell, but I cannot tell you what, I can't predict what the market's going to do with him." So, you know, he set the reserve, and I was very confident we'd meet the reserve and a little bit more. But the only thing I did say to Danny was he doesn't get great internet reception on the farm. The only thing I said was I really, truly want you to watch this. You need to watch this. So he took his wife, Serena, and the children into Euroa, and they sat in a park and they watched it. And I do have footage of that. But
And so the end result...
The end result was $750,000.
Yeah. Now, that's in excess of $500,000 over what the reserve was. So that's ridiculous for them. What was his reaction?
I probably think still to this day he can't believe it. Yeah. It's a surreal moment for him. He's bred this horse, so... It's a phenomenal result for when you work on your matings and you go do the hard yards of creating the matings and getting the mare in foal and raising that foal to become this article that, and he was a magnificent, or is a magnificent horse. And full credit to Kieran Maher. That's the next story. Like, Kieran Maher has brought that beautiful athlete. So the exciting factor now is that he's in a fantastic stable. He's got the opportunity to get out and actually run. And that will also upgrade the mare for Danny.
Yep.
And Danny's, I believe, probably never had the opportunity to have this result and then the possible future result for the broodmare.
There was a lovely moment you were telling us off air when you told Kieran how much this would mean to Danny's family.
Yes, he came back and we were obviously taking photos, and the first thing I obviously said was thank you so much for supporting our brand as consigners. But the next thing I said, I just have to tell you, I don't know that you'll realise how much this is going to change somebody's life. And that's the thing, like you said before, there's a lot of big players in this game.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I wouldn't say disposable money, but probably borderline. And
it's like they're playing Monopoly.
It kind of gets that way.
Yeah.
This is real and this is very human. You know, I believe it's going to change a lot of things for Danny and Serena and the kids.
And you get emotional talking about it still today.
Look,
I would imagine that's why you love this game.
It means
as well.
So much to me. It's one thing to achieve results like that for ourselves and our own farm, because again, we've got our own bills to pay and we've got it staff and we've got to keep our own business running. But when we are able to present a yearling like that, and I don't want to take any of the credit, because the credit lies with Danny. He's bred the horse. He sent the horse to us. We just put the polish on him. And I always say to anybody that sends a yearling to us, we're not magicians. We work with the animal. My staff are phenomenal. The yearlings are prepped individually, and we try and bring the best out of that individual horse, and we try and have it presented the best possible way we can, not just physically. People do focus a lot on the physical article, but I also am a huge believer that we need to present yearlings that are mentally capable. And I think their mental and their physical aspect need to align, because that's how you maintain a horse throughout the training process.
Yeah, that's such a big thing, isn't it? Their temperament.
Massive.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Massive.
So
and
what's left today?
Today we've got a Not a Single Doubt filly, and she's lot 5, 3, 7, and we've got a most beautiful Street Boss filly. She's lot 6, 1, 3. All of our yearlings have been very well received, but again, I never walk into that sales ring overconfident, because you don't know what the people have bought previously and whether they've only got one to buy or two to buy and they've already bought them. So
if Danny wants to buy anything, he's got to.
That's a good point. He's got a bit of cash to spend now.
Yeah, so full credit to Danny Swain and his team at Glenelg Park. Great breeders, and I wish them all the success.
Well, congratulations, Linda. It's just a terrific story, and I love how much it means to you guys and the breeders out there, and they people that work closely with the yearlings. It's terrific to see the excitement and,
yes,
and the relief in a way that it gives a lot of people as well. All the hard work that you put in behind the scenes at the farm each and every day, those early mornings, not sleeping so you can foal these horses, and then I guess it's all worth it.
It is
with
in
results
the,
like that.
Yep. It is in the end.
Yep.
So I'm glad the industry can share it around. It's very, very good.
Well,
We have to go and buy them there. These stories, like,
yeah, I know.
they sound like we can do it, Michael.
Well, if we can have a result like that, I'm in it with you.
My luck, my mare won't get in foal after 5 years. I'll keep on trying.
They call you Special K. Yeah. Linda, enjoy the rest of the sale and best of luck.
Thank you very much for having
me. For the remainder from Tyrrell Stud. Marie, just before we go into 9 o'clock, are you in agreement with Barry today about we could see an explosion of million-dollar lots today?
Yeah.
Who have you earmarked as the number one, do you think?
Oh, she's not going to give it away.
No, not for you to bid on, but who do you think is her?
Well, I think there's a number of colts that are certainly going to bring their $1 million, and if not more. There was a lot 419 Piero Ravi from Kiora. I think he'll... I'm not sure if he'll make $1 million, but he'll be very, very popular. And a Justifier. So the Justifiers are obviously selling very well. So this one's lot 541 from Milburn Creek out of a mare called Soft Kiss. Again, not sure if he'll make $1 million, but they'll be very, very popular. And I'm sure the Vinnies and the Not a Single Doubts that go through today will be very well received, as they have been in the past couple of days of sales.
No doubt about that.